Hello and welcome to Keanu Club. Like a cool breeze over the mountains, this is episode 24, Paula Abdul's Rush Rush music video from 1991. I'm Mike Manzi.
And I'm Joey Lewandowski. I'm already laughing because this is the best. And we are with Lindsay Gibb, Keanu and Cage expert. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
We're breaking so much new ground in Keanu Club recently because last episode we did our first TV series. Now we're doing our first music video. I really wonder what new ground we're going to break next time because these last two things have been so dramatically different from everything that we've done up to this point. And I don't know about you guys. But I loved this video so much.
Yeah. I remembered the song a lot better than I remembered the video. But yeah, no, this is such a great video. And this was actually the thing, I guess, that I watched first in preparation to talk about Keanu. Just because it was the easiest and quickest thing to watch. But it made me really excited to do this podcast because I hadn't thought a lot about Keanu before this. And then just watching this video made me love him.
Oh, was this the video that you said to your husband, like, I think I'm going to fall in love with him during this project?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yeah, and I love this video, too. It just goes crazy. The version we watched has a short movie in it. I mean, it's just nuts. You really don't get stuff like this anymore.
I am a little bit younger than you two. I don't think I've ever heard this song. I've definitely never seen the video. This was all brand new to me. Apparently, I was just doing a little bit of research. This was the first Paula Abdul single that wasn't up-tempo. This was her first ballad, and people were worried that this was going to be sort of a bomb, but it turned out that people loved it.
Yeah, the thing about this song for me is I was in grade 6 when this came out, and I was starting a band with 4 other girls, and we decided to audition each other for the band. We all got in, but my audition song was Rush Rush. So I had to sing this in the schoolyard to auditions.
I remember Paula Abdul mostly from her Opposites Attract video when she danced with a cartoon cat. There were a lot of pop stars going around. I mostly remember Debbie Gibson because my sister was super into her. And New Kids, you know, Hanging Tough. But I also remember this song mostly from later in like middle school dances and high school dances and stuff. This ballad would get played over and over. And there's one moment in the video when it all came sort of rushing back to me.
You say it came rushing back?
Let's say that, yes. It all came rushing back to me, that feeling from that time period that when this came out.
Yeah, my husband said when I watched, because I originally was just watching the shorter version of the video until this evening, I decided, I found out that there was a longer version, and I watched it with my husband, and he said, I remember that beginning, because they played it all the time on Much Music. So apparently they played the full length on Much Music in Canada.
Yeah, I had never seen the full length either until we watched it for Keanu Club. And I didn't even remember him being in this video until researching what we're going to watch for Keanu Club. But that was a nice surprise just to go, I remember this video, but I didn't remember it was Keanu in there.
I'm glad that I watched, quote unquote, the wrong version first, the one that's not the extended version, because I found one of my favorite comments in YouTube history. And, well, I mean, it's not like that great, but it's sort of, I don't want to undersell it. It encapsulates sort of everything, why we're doing this sort of, but also kind of Lindsay's feelings about Keanu and also just sort of his celebrity sort of sex icon status. There was a comment from 6 months ago, so a relatively recent comment, you know, still 25 years after the video came out. Yeah. And this person says, never mind Leo DiCaprio or even Brad Pitt. My first ever crush on a Hollywood actor was on Keanu Reeves because of this music video. Whenever it would play on MTV, back when they played actual music videos only, LOL, I would always think, my gosh, he's so dreamy and made me fall in love with this song over and over again. To be a teenager back in the 90s was the best. It takes me back with this song. And then there's like a kissy emoji and then heart eyes emoji and then just hearts emoji. And it is... I mean, it's true. I mean, everything about this video, everything about Keanu in this video, it's all wonderful. It's exactly it brings up the memories of Mike at these school dances. I mean, it's delightful.
It definitely gave me heart eyes about Keanu Reeves. It's apparently the storyline of it is based on Rebel Without a Cause.
which I haven't seen, which I
would, which I also haven't seen.
Which I also haven't seen.
Really? I was putting money, I would have put money on the fact that you'd seen it.
If I had known it was based on that movie, I probably would have tried to watch the movie in preparation for this discussion.
Yeah.
But I didn't find out until after.
I did know it, and I forgot to watch it.
I mean, I guess even like people who haven't seen Rebel Without a Cause, like us, and even if you don't know that this is based on it, you still know the iconography, you still know James Dean, you know the motorcycle, you know sort of the bad boy, tough guy from the 50s era. Apparently, it's like there's several scenes in this music video that are shot-for-shot recreations of that movie. I don't know if that's a Paula Abdul decision or a producer decision, but, like, they went hard on the Rebel Without a Cause thing.
She said in some interviews that she loved it and she loved James Dean and Natalie Wood, so whether it was her decision or not, she apparently loves the movie. And what? She said she picked Keanu.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering... It kind of was tough for me to get a grasp of when exactly, what time period the video was supposed to take place in, because it's a modern song, and I was not expecting it to take place in the 50s, but when we got to the drag racing and all that kind of stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, yes, okay. Now I remember. Definitely. What's kind of strange to me, though, is what I think is really amazing about this video and blows my mind is, unlike something... like, say, the How Do I Live video for Con Air, you know, which kind of incorporates footage from the movie, which you got a lot of when you had music released specifically for movies. But this is like that, but with a movie that was never really made. You know, it's like they did a remake. Like, I could understand if this was made for the remake of Rebel Without a Cause starring Keanu Reeves, but it wasn't.
Right.
So that's what was kind of confounding to me and why I love it twice as much.
Yeah, it felt like she picked maybe her favorite scenes from it, or someone picked the best scenes or the most iconic scenes from it, and they just recreated those and didn't, like, weave it together to really tell a story. Hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I was kind of confused at what was going on throughout it. So I felt like if they were going to take the idea of Rebel Without a Cause and, like, just tell a little story in the length of time of a music video, like, people do that all the time, but it didn't quite work with this.
I would have imagined this could have worked better recreating something more along the lines of maybe West Side Story, just because of, well, she's more known for her dancing. She could have displayed some erotic dancing at some point, but also because of, like, the racial divide between her and Keanu in this. They really play that up, it seems, in this video, where in Rebel Without a Cause, you know, I mentioned I haven't seen it, but I think it's just more of a class difference, but I could be wrong about that.
I was saying to Lindsay before we started up, adding those 2 extra minutes of exposition, I guess, if you want to call it. I don't know if it's exposition, if, like, it doesn't really describe things. I'm not sure exactly the best way to describe it, but, like, adding those 2 extra minutes, like, it somehow makes it way cooler and way more epic, and also, like, way more confusing. Like, it's sort of like the more story they tell in this video, the less anything makes sense.
He doesn't care.
Who doesn't care, Julie?
Talk to me, Jeff.
All I ever do is talk.
Your parents?
Father used to be such good friends. But it's much harder now.
Look at her, slicing and dicing poor old dad for lunch, and he just lets her walk all over him.
All I know is that every time we talk, it turns into an argument.
They think they can solve everything by running away.
He hates me.
Why did you put that kid in the hospital?
I didn't want to hurt him, but he called me a loser.
Yeah, because most of the video, if you watch the short version, like, there's just a little interlude in the middle where they actually talk to each other. But when you add the 2 minutes or whatever at the beginning, there's actual dialogue, which is nice. We get to see more of Keanu talking and acting.
Beating his head on a desk.
Clapping with a robotic monkey. That's the best part.
Yeah, is that in the official music video, or just the extended short?
Extended, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, then that makes it all the more worth it.
I think the official music video just starts when the music starts, when they're sort of walking and laughing, sort of like out of school, I guess.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask a question, and then maybe we can go, what's the story of this music video?
I was just going to ask that.
it seems like she's dating a guy but in love with Keanu, but not like hiding her love for Keanu. And yeah. then he's just sort of following her around town, or they're going to the same school functions. And then her boyfriend challenges him to a race and tries to run him off the road. And he jumps out of his car, but then both cars go over, so the boyfriend dies. And then he goes and sips Miss Miguel's tea with Paula Abdul. Is that what happens?
Pretty much. Like, it seems like at least the group of people that she hangs out with, they don't want her to hang out with Keanu, I think. Mm-hmm. In that opening thing, somebody, I guess it's a cop, asks Keanu, why did you put that guy in the hospital? And he says, because he called me a loser. So I don't know if that has any connection to the actual music video, whether that group is like calling him a loser. And so she sort of has to pretend not to be interested in him because her gang doesn't like him.
I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit, Mike, of like these sort of him kind of dating Lori Loughlin when her friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of like that pretty girl, like really pretty girl, especially for like the late 80s, early 90s. And then Keanu just sort of being this like outcast kind of guy. I think we compared it to the Cage Club episode of Valley Girl, just like this sort of burnout that you're not supposed to date, but you just can't turn away from.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then it seems like I guess it's the boyfriend that he races. I didn't notice it until I read a summary and then I rewatched the video, and he does try to get out of the car, but his door's stuck. So that's why he goes off the cliff.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I saw him try to get out, but he couldn't.
Yeah.
I've read that this time around. Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't race dirty. That's the number one rule.
Well, you just don't drag race near cliffs. Just do it on an open highway. I mean, yeah, even a straightaway will end or could end in disaster, you know? There's no safe way to drag race. There's no need to make it more dangerous by going to a cliff. But some things about the opening I had questions about. What was he doing with the keyhole? He kept looking through like a keyhole and flipping it around and stuff. And if that's in Rebel Without a Cause, I can't wait to see how that works out. But he was like looking through a keyhole, and it seemed like he was spying on. I couldn't tell. Was
his
it
parent? It's his parents.
His parents,
and they're having a fight.
They disapprove of Paula Abdul, right? Like they're like, oh, he can't be with her or something. I don't know. I got the sense that parents were not happy about this whole situation either. So it wasn't just that she had a boyfriend, but also that, you know, maybe they thought he was too good for her. That whole thing.
I was just gonna say, I kind of wondered if the opening even had anything to do with the rest of it, or if it was actually a preface to it where we were just seeing that they both had crappy parents, because she's talking about her father and he's talking about his parents, though they seem to be both talking to the same cops. I'm not really sure why.
And is that after guy dies going off the hill? Like they're being interviewed about their parents? What is up with that?
Well, he's asked why he put that kid in the hospital. Now, I don't think that person would still be alive after going off a cliff on a thing. And it sounded kind of like Keanu did something to someone. So it's like,
yeah,
it seemed like he was maybe being interviewed about beating someone up or something.
Okay. I think the music video is in chronological order, I think.
Yeah.
Although that also doesn't make any sense.
There's like this very dramatic death, and then they kind of get together. It's like, oh, now we can be together and have our true love and, you know, let's go sip some tea. It's just very strange how quickly events, you know, unfold, right? Because it's all very truncated for the music video. It's just this time skipping. It feels like a Futurama episode where, like, it's like, all right, we're at the funeral. Now they're waking up in bed together. Now, you know, it's the next week.
Well,
it's...
I mean, to be fair, they're rushing through the story.
You can't get over that.
Like, can you imagine if this was like a slow moving music video? Like, it wouldn't make sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense anywhere. It really doesn't make sense, but it wouldn't make sense in another way.
Well, they're both wearing the same clothes they were wearing for the drag racing when they're like making out at the end. So it really seems like they went straight from the drag race where her boyfriend was killed to being like, okay, now we can be together. I do know that when I read an interview about this, he was like, all I know was it was a great weekend and I got to make it with Paula Abdul.
Yeah, they got to go to the observatory in California and yeah, I've always wanted to go there.
We can all agree that in the end, they end up together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they at least steal away together. Whether they actually get to be together, like, they still might have all the societal problems they had before, but they at least have a moment together.
And it seems like they're together sort of because what Lindsay said, that they both have these parents that are frustrating or whatever, but it also seems like there's like that other sort of stretch of dialogue during the instrumental portion of the song, and Keanu's just like, hey man, like, just, you know, we're always alone. Like, he just, like, this sort of seem like these two loners, and not only do they have they can bond over their parents, but I guess that also ties into the fact that, like, nobody else gets them, and, like, even if they don't necessarily get each other, the fact that nobody else gets them, like, they're bonded in that way.
Have you ever been in love?
If I was, I didn't know it. And you?
No. Isn't that terrible?
Terrible. No. It just reminds you that we're all alone, that's all.
We have to admit that we have not seen Rebel Without a Cause, and maybe if one of us had at least seen it, we'd understand it a little better.
I'm sort of picking up enough to get, like, this Romeo and Juliet vibe off of what's happening here, you know, and maybe Rebel Without a Cause explores a lot of those similar themes, just in, like, at the time, a more modern staging. But I want to know is, what is, like, gang ethics? So, like, was that considered a fair and square win, and or are they going to come after Keanu? Do they need to rush through this because maybe they don't have a lot of time to explore their relationship? That could be. They know that something's going to, any moment, it could be over with.
Ooh, I like that's sort of a depressing ending. Like, we might as well sip Miss McGill's tea together now, because, you know, in the morning, I'm either going to get beat up or killed when his buddies realize that, like, I essentially killed him.
Yeah,
I don't know. Or maybe even Keanu's parents, or who knows if they'll pull a Bill and Ted and ship him off to military school when they find out that he's dating this girl. Probably not.
This is a weird episode, and then, like, I feel like we could talk about this for, like, way, way more, but I also don't know if there's anything else actually worth talking about. I can't get the song out of my head now. I've listened to it, I think, 5 or 6 times today. Yeah. I really, really like it.
That's great.
Right, it is. I mean, it's better than, especially considering, I mean, you'll hear this when the episode comes out, Lindsay, but the last one we just did was the Bill and Ted TV series.
Man.
And considering how long that was to get through and how sort of unenjoyable it was, the fact that this in 6 minutes brings me, like, almost more joy than 5 hours or whatever worth of the TV show is
right.
Terrific.
That's good. Yeah, Paula Abdul said that she saw him in Bill and Ted. And I guess that was kind of what made her want to use him, which is interesting to choose him to be James Dean because you saw him in Bill and Ted. But okay. She also had an anecdote about she was excited to meet him and to work with him. And then she went and knocked on his dressing room door and kind of, like, pushed the door open, and he was inside air guitaring. So that's cool.
Well, I really wonder, I mean, they probably shot this over a weekend. And I wonder if he was sort of filming Bill and Ted, or, you know, just thinking about Bill and Ted, or trying to get in the character, because it's not like he doesn't really have a whole lot to do here. He just tries to be, like, angsty, which we know movie after movie he has that in his bag. Like, that's one thing he can definitely pull out, so he's able to tap on that. Maybe he's just, you know, or maybe he just likes living in the Ted lifestyle.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think we're going to discover he's more of a method actor than we might give him credit for or have thought of him to be.
Is there anything else about the video or about his appearance in this or anything else about Rush Rush that we didn't talk about that you want to?
I guess one thing I'm wondering is, in your podcast, is there a Dog Star music video?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have Dog Star stuff coming up.
I'm not sure if we do.
Because I'm not sure that I've watched a Dog Star music video. Watching this made me think about that.
I remember when we were doing the Permanent Record, and we were sort of commenting on the yacht rockness of the song that his character writes in that movie.
Yes.
Well, I've since listened to a little sampling of Dog Star on iTunes, and I mean, that's kind of Dog Star-y in a way, you know, just like maybe a little more up-tempo, but yeah, I was a little surprised to discover that. So I've only had a little sampling of Dog Star. I don't know if we have anything coming up, but
We actually don't have anything coming up. I want to see Dog Star began or sort of was created in 1991. So it's the same time period. So the history of Dog Star was a chance encounter between Reeves and Robert Mailhouse in a supermarket in 1991. Rob Mailhouse was wearing a Detroit Red Wings hockey sweater, and Reeves, an avid hockey fan and keen player of the sport, as we know from Youngblood, asked if Mailhouse needed a goalie. Like Reeves, Mailhouse is also an actor. Mailhouse is a television actor and has appeared in the NBC soap opera Days of Our Lives as well as Seinfeld. As the two men formed a friendship, they began jamming together, as you know, obviously, as you do. Greg Miller joined the band in 1992 as the original lead guitarist and singer. He toured exclusively with the band in 95 throughout the U.S. and Asia. So it looks like they don't really become kind of big until like 94, 95. But I guess they met around, you know, the same year that Rush Rush came out. So this is a big year for Keanu and music videos. This is important. I'm glad you brought that up, Lindsay.
No problem. Yeah, I feel like I want to know more about Dogstar.
They opened for Bowie at the Hollywood Palladium in 95, so we'll have to add something in there maybe about...
We'll do a Dogstar show, and that maybe we can incorporate a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bonus episode or something. Who knows?
Yeah. Good.
Cool. Any other last thoughts about Rush Rush?
It was a joy.
Yeah.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
I do too.
Well, thank you very much, Lindsay Gibb, for coming on. You'll be back again next year in February for The Gift. I mean, just 9 years down the road for Keanu, but, you know, 6 months down the road for us. So talk to you soon.
Yeah.
For all things Keanu Club, you can go to cageclub.me or facebook.com/cageclub. You can find our past podcasts, find out what's coming next, all sorts of things, Keanu and Nicolas Cage. I also want to plug, before she's gone for 6 months, go buy Lindsay Gibb's book, National Treasure, Nicolas Cage. It won awards. She has a medal because of it. It's a big deal. I mean, and it's also amazing. Even as much as Mike and I knew about Cage, like, we still learn things. And it's an adorable little purple cover. I mean, like, there's nothing bad about it. Go buy it. It's amazing. National Treasure, Nicolas Cage. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Manzi.
And that was Lindsay Gibb, and we'll see you next time on Keanu Club.